Hello everyone, I'm Matt Campbell, and I thought I would record a short career profile for Blind Cool Tech. First, I'll give a little background information. As you may know if you listened to a recent feedback show, I'm a programmer currently working for Ceratech Corporation, makers of FreedomBox and FreedomBox System Access. I'm partially sighted. Specifically, I'm legally blind, so I can't drive and I use a cane. But I have enough sight to read print if it's large enough, including the computer screen. I have to get pretty close to the screen to read it, probably no more than an inch away. So I use the computer more like a sighted person than a blind person. Still, I hope you'll find this piece interesting, especially since I'm working in adaptive technology right now. I became interested in programming at the young age of 8 years. I learned BASIC and, believe it or not, assembly language on my family's first computer, the Apple IIgs. I even wrote a relatively small assembly language program that my family and I planned to release commercially for $10 or thereabouts. It was an educational program, and I had user interface input from my mom as well as my aunt who was a teacher, and I even wrote a page of documentation for it, but it didn't go anywhere. By 1993, when I was in 7th grade, and my mom had a decent PC, a 486, I started becoming more interested in programming on the PC. I started out using shareware BASIC compilers for DOS, and eventually dabbled in assembly language on the PC platform as well. By 1995, about halfway into my 8th grade year, I started learning C on my own, using a tutorial that I had found on a bulletin board system, and again using a shareware and then a freeware compiler for DOS. Pretty soon I became interested in Unix systems, specifically Linux. My first internet service provider offered shell accounts on their Linux server, so I cut my teeth on the basics of Linux usage there in 1995, and then about a year later, began running Linux on my own machine. When I was a junior in high school in 1997, I took a programming class in school, the first programming class I had ever taken, which taught how to program in the Java programming language. Now, my teacher only taught part-time. In fact, he only taught that one class. He worked full-time as a programmer and system administrator. When he observed how much I already knew and how quickly I was picking things up, he recommended me to his employer, and I got my first job, doing small Java projects and a little C programming for them. So you may be wondering how I became interested in adaptive technology. My first job was not at all in that field. Well, basically, in 1998, through a long story that I won't go into here, I crossed paths with a totally blind person on the internet. I should back up and mention that I had exposure to adaptive technology in school from 1st through 7th grade while I was attending public schools. Actually, I was in public schools starting in kindergarten, but didn't really get to do much on the computer that year of school. But in each of the schools that I attended, there was a resource room for the blind and visually impaired students, and that room always had one or two computers. Initially, Apple IIe's, and then by my last year in public school, we had a DOS machine that had MasterTouch, Zoom Text, and good old WordPerfect 5.1. So I had exposure to speech synthesis and later magnification software, and I thought speech synthesis in particular was cool, but you know, the software we were using at school was too expensive for me to have at home. Well, of course, and the accompanying hardware was too expensive for me to have at home, given that I didn't really need it. Well, by 1998, software text-to-speech was becoming available for the PC, and we had, among other things, JAWS 3.x with Eloquence available as a demo, and the Keynote Gold multimedia speech demo. Or should I say, Keynote Gold Multimedia Speech Demo. Okay, that was probably a bad impression. But anyway, when I met this blind person on the net, I'm still not sure why, but I suddenly became more interested in adaptive technology. In particular, this was the first time I had met a blind person who was using Windows. To be specific, Windows 95 with a program called ASAW, written by Larry Skutkan. And, of course, I'm sure you all know who that guy is. But seriously, though. As I became friends with this person that I had met on the net, I started learning more about the current problems with accessibility at that time, particularly web accessibility, since the virtual buffer had not yet been invented. And to top it all off, this person was migrating to Windows after using DOS for many years, and it was getting frustrating. So, we both knew, we had both learned about Linux and how blind people could use it, and I had been running Linux off and on for a couple of years, so I decided I would help her get set up running Linux and, at the time, Emacs Speak. And as I got involved in that area and started trying to contribute things back to the Blind Linux community, that eventually led me to the Speak Up project. I got on the Speak Up mailing list and started participating there a little. And this was all on the side while working my other job, either part-time during the school year or closer to full-time during the summer. And, of course, I was finishing up high school and getting into college. So, anyway, I probably became quite well-known for what I was doing in the area of Linux accessibility. And some of you may be familiar with the Look at Linux tutorials that I did for the Main Menu show on ACB Radio. By early 2001, I crossed paths with Mike Calvo on the Speak Up list. He needed help setting up a Linux server, and this was actually not for FreedomBox. He was working on another project that involved a Linux server, so he had the machine, but it even had Linux pre-installed on it, but it didn't talk. So I helped him with that, and we got to know each other, and I gradually became involved with FreedomBox. And by the end of that year, I was asked to finish up the prototype of FreedomBox 1.x, which had been done by a development team outside the U.S., and so my involvement with FreedomBox just grew from there. And now I'm the main programmer for FreedomBox and System Access. And it's interesting, in 1998, when I first became interested in accessibility and working in that field, I wanted to do a low-cost or even free Windows screen reader. And I even asked for Microsoft Visual C++ for my 18th birthday. And when I got it, and I got my first look at the Windows API, that is the Windows Application Programming Interface, my knee-jerk reaction was, yuck, and I retreated back to Linux. But now I'm working quite a bit with Windows programming, particularly for the FreedomBox System Access product, which is a lot like a screen reader, and some would even call it a screen reader, though the company prefers not to. And I still have a lot to learn about Windows programming. I knew basically nothing about it, or very little about it, when I started with Saratech. But I'm learning, and fortunately there's a lot of documentation available online for pretty much all aspects of programming. Any programming language you want to learn, any operating system you want to learn about, know, various programming techniques and methodologies and software development processes and such, as well as documentation for various libraries and standards and other stuff. There's a wealth of information available online, and these days I refer to MSDN a lot. That's the Microsoft Development Network. And oddly enough, I search MSDN using Google, which perhaps isn't the way that you're supposed to do it. I haven't had to read a print book on programming in years. And you know, the vast majority of this information available online is accessible because it's either HTML or in some cases PDF. So one of my favorite programming languages, which I mentioned in some feedback that I left recently, is the Python programming language. So for anyone who's interested in learning programming, I think Python would be a good place to start. I would definitely recommend Python over C as a first language, or C++ for that matter, because Python is a higher level language, so you can concentrate on your application as opposed to memory management and stuff like that that you have to worry about when you do C or C++. Anyway, that's a short overview of my career as a programmer. I currently work at home, so transportation isn't an issue. You know, the company that I work for uses the internet extensively for communication and transferring files and stuff, as you might expect. So, anyway, I think that's about all that I have to say. And I hope you found this interesting. And if you have any feedback or any questions or comments, you can email me at mattcampbell@pobox.com. That's mattcampbell@pobox.com. Thanks for listening.